it's going to be like a five-piece, like string and woodwind ensemble. And then my drummer, Jeff, and piano player, Rob. So there's going to be eight of us. So it's quite a troop of people.
Where are you as we speak? Where are we talking to you now?
I'm just in Sydney. Yeah, I'm just in my office, actually. I've started writing for a new album, and I've set up an office for the piano, and I'm trying to be a 9-to-5 musician, and but it's going well so far.
We're getting sort of echoes this end. Where is your office? Is it in a laundry or in a basement?
No, it's not. I'm not sure why it's sounding like that. Yeah.
You've been quite a serious player for some time, though, haven't you? You've always taken your music pretty seriously.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, I guess you've got to. I think at the moment I'm really enjoying working really solidly on the new songs, and sort of having that kind of real hard working approach to it. I've been really influenced by interviews, you know, by several writers and, you know, people like Nick Cave and Tom Waits and people like Leonard Cohen, and their approach to songwriting is a very hard-working kind of approach.
How would you describe it?
Well, this is something very different for me to sit and try and write for at least 4 hours every day in this office space. So I'm kind of just pushing past it, you know, because often as songwriters I think we all kind of rely on some kind of moment of inspiration or just for, you know, our muse to kind of take us when it wants to. But I'm kind of trying to have the approach of just pushing past that and just working consistently.
You're behaving more like a novelist who sits down and just decides, okay, 4 hours every day I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to write 2,000 words.
I think it's so far it's proving to be very good, but because I think that musicians are sort of lazy in a way compared to people, you know, from other art forms, like visual artists or writers, like you say.
Well, maybe they all have that romantic notion as well, that there's no point trying unless the muse is shining upon you.
Yeah, maybe, but I'm just trying this different approach and I'll see what happens.
How long have you been trying it so far?
For about 3 weeks, yeah. I've just recently finished doing a whole lot of shows during the big day out and things like that, and coming from that chaos to just being this quiet little hermit in this little cave, that it's been really nice. Good.
Yeah. That's good. Well, it sounds like you'll have another CD together in no time.
Well, hopefully. It's a slow process, but it's good.
How much have you written in that 3 weeks then, Sarah?
Well, I've only really finished like two songs, really. It's slow.
Only two songs in 3 weeks. That's pretty good, isn't it?
No, I think I've got high expectations.
Well, it's good. But you've always had high expectations on yourself too, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I think I have, but I think this time I'm trying to put it more into practice, because you can kind of have these high expectations, but you've got to kind of just put your foot down and kind of put in the work and not just kind of sit around thinking about it.
Yeah,
and
you've got to be disciplined.
I'm very good at doing that and procrastinating.
And so, Sarah, do you feel as though you have to deliver any particular brand of your music for WOM Adelaide? You know, does it feel like a particular venue that demands a special kind of response from you?
Yeah, well, I thought that just having the sort of straight-up bands for WOM Ad might not be right. So that's why I've decided to ask these players back again for these shows. Because I figured that with such a diverse range of music and a lot of interesting music and things from all over the world, I figured that it might be nice to do different interpretations of my songs rather than the kind of straight-up versions that are pretty similar to the recordings. So, last time we did this, it was a really rewarding experience.